Hey girl, welcome to Fearless and Unleashed, where we'll learn tips and tricks to live our best life. We are leaving fear behind, ladies, reaching our goals, having some fun while being authentically us. I'm Jeanette Sachs. I'm a mama of three beautiful girls, married to my best friend. I'm a wellness coach and entrepreneur. I'm all about living fearlessly, going after those scary business goals, getting fit while eating ice cream, and simplifying life. I believe when we get out of our own way, we become the best versions of ourselves. So get ready, girl, because we're about to change your life.
Hello, hello there. Now, I don't know about you, but I am one that loves some quiet time. I have been spending time just by myself, just creating some moments of silence for years now. And the older I get and the more that I do it, the more benefits I see from it, and the more that I just fall in love with it, to the point that I used to spend my mornings just quiet, doing my thing, you know, just not listening to music, not watching anything. I'm usually reading a book, reading my Bible, just being in that moment. But now I'm also finding myself adding extra time into my day. Throughout the day, I will try to spend some quiet moments because I realize that once we get our day going, we're moving from task to task to task. And if we think about it, there's always noise going around, whether that is some background music, whether it's TVs that are on and you have shows, which we don't do that a lot. We have a certain schedule we notice. Now it's just what we do. But at first, when my kids were little, we didn't want them being on TV all day. I'm not one to turn the TV on during the day. And so that just became their routine too. So they have like an hour or two in the evening after we have had dinner and everybody's chilling, doing their own thing. They'll watch TV. During the day, the TV usually stays off. But for a lot of people, there's usually shows on, movies on, whether you're playing them just for the noise, or you have family members watching TV. We're listening to podcasts. We have the radio on when we're in the car. There's always something going on, right? And so even throughout the day, I found myself just having some moments where I just sit in silence. That could look in so many different ways. It could be me sitting in my backyard. It could be me going to the beach and just sitting there. It could be going on a walk. And so we'll talk about some of those things, because what I want to do today is talk to you about some of the health benefits that come from spending moments of silence. And then I also want to talk to you about how you can get more silence throughout your day in your life. So before we get into how it helps, I want to tell you, so there are some scientific studies that have been done that show that it is extremely helpful and great for your health to spend time in silence, that it can bring so many benefits to your health. So I'm going to give you a quick list of what some of those benefits are. So it's lowering blood pressure, improving concentration and focus, calming racing thoughts, stimulating brain growth. I thought this was interesting because apparently when you quiet your mind, it could lead you to having a healthier brain. Another one is reducing cortisol. So some studies have shown that when you're trying to concentrate with noise in the background, you experience a higher level of the stress hormone cortisol. So I thought that was interesting. I can honestly relate to that. If there's a lot of noise when I'm trying to concentrate, I just can't. It stresses me out. I really need just silence. And so that's why when I try to work, I work in pockets of time, and I try to make sure that I have a space where I can actually focus and concentrate, because that also means that I need to be creative, which is my next one on this list. It says that it helps stimulate creativity. And you guys have heard me say this when it comes to like social media, being so connected like we are on social media is killing people's creativity. So this actually makes sense. You have to have some moments of silence so that you can stimulate creativity. Number 7, which is another benefit, is improving insomnia. That is also a benefit that I think is really important because, hello, sleep is everything, right? If we can't sleep, we can't function. And the last one that I'll share with you, because I know there's probably a lot more that we can get into as far as benefits go, is it encourages mindfulness. If you think about it, if you have moments of silence, what are you doing? You're thinking, right? You're probably thinking about some really important things. That is the moment where you're probably going to get answers to some things that you've been wanting answers on. And so it encourages mindfulness, which is a great thing. I think that's a great benefit to have as well. So how do you get more silence in your life? Now, I understand some of you guys are probably thinking, Jeanette, my house is a chaos. I have kids running around, people coming in and out of the house. I have music, TVs. I live with other people. I don't live by myself. There's so many different different scenarios that we live in. And so I want to give you some ideas of how you can add some moments of silence. I want you to remember that the benefit of this, the easy part about this, is that this really just requires you. You don't have to convince other people to do it. It really is something that you alone can take care of, which is super easy. I love the things that I can do where I don't have to involve the kids or my husband or anybody else. Like if I have to do this for me and it only involves me and the benefits are going to be something that help me, that is so easy because that just makes it so much easier for me to figure it out, right? So I'm going to give you 6 different things that you can do to add more silence in your life. Number one is turn off your radio. I never used to do this. I've been doing it for a really long time now, but I remember when I used to drive to my 9-to-5 job that I had years ago, I remember I was always listening to music, always jamming to music. But I can't tell you how great it feels. And it's not every day that I have to do this, but most of the time I don't need the radio on. I can actually just drive in silence and it feels so relaxing. For those of you that commute to work, think about if you're spending an hour, hour and a half to get to work, think about how beneficial that would be to just drive in that hour in silence. I would strongly recommend it. It might feel a little uncomfortable at first, but I promise you the more you do it, the more you're going to realize how much you actually enjoy it. Number two is to have quiet moments. This one's interesting. There are people who actually, as a family, will create moments of silence. They have quiet moments. Everybody names it differently. This happens in our house. I didn't talk to anyone about it. It's just the way that our family flows. We usually have moments where everybody's doing something, and because we don't have the TV on during the day, we have our own things that we do. I could be reading a book. My husband can be doing something else. My kids usually have some type of craft that they're doing, or they're reading because they love reading too. And so the house is quiet. Maybe we don't have any music on because I do play a lot of slow music throughout the day. Usually it's like gospel. And so that actually doesn't bother me. That actually helps me. But sometimes if the music's turned off, the house is just quiet and everybody is having a moment of silence. But there are families that do this. I'll give you an example. My mother-in-law got into reading. Once I started reading, she was like, oh, I wouldn't mind reading. So now I give her books. She has me read them first, and she wants me to give her the ones that I rate 4-star, 5-star that are really good. And so she got into reading. So she had some family members come over, and I didn't take her a new book, and she finished the one that she had. By the time I went to visit, she was like, oh, I need a new book. I've been sitting here so bored. And I said, well, I didn't bring you one because you have company. I thought you guys were like talking and you had things to do. And she goes, no, we have quiet time every day. And I said, quiet time? What do you mean? And she said that they each go off on their own and they do their own thing and nobody talks. They're in a moment of silence. And so I thought that was so interesting, but I also understand because I love to have moments where I get away. If there's too much going on in the house, I will get away and go have my own time in another room, in the backyard, out in my lanai. And if I have to leave the house, I'm leaving the house. So you can create those moments of silence, even in your home, even with your family or by yourself, by going off on your own. Number three is a very common one that has become very common for a lot of us. It is to take off your earbuds. This has become such a habit of ours, you guys. How many of you walk around, you're listening to something, but then even when you're not listening to something, you have an earbud in because at any moment, you probably also have your phone on you, right? At any moment, you put something on, you put music or whatever it is. Take off the earbuds. Just take them off. I had the habit, and I'm trying to break this as we are actually talking about this right now, of when I'm cooking dinner, I like to listen to podcasts. So I'll usually go on YouTube, put on a podcast of something interesting, and I'll be sitting there listening to a podcast while I'm cooking. But I have moments. Now, I can do that most of the time, but I have moments that I have realized that I don't feel at peace, if you will. And I started wondering if it was me always listening to something. And so what I did is I started taking my earbuds off, putting all the noise away and just cooking. And it was so relaxing. And so I've noticed that in moments when I'm feeling that way, that's actually my solution. that day, I may not want to listen to a podcast. I may not want to listen to music. I just want silence. And because I'm cooking, I'm doing something with my hands. There's also benefits to that, which, you know, I can make a whole another episode about doing things with your hands and how many benefits come from that. But just sitting there cooking and being in the moment, it is really relaxing. And that's something that I noticed. So on those days, I'm being more mindful to just not listen to stuff. Number four is to wake up before everybody else in your house. If you're like, I don't ever have time, there's no room in my house that is quiet, wake up before everybody gets up. I promise you, it's going to take some time to get used to being a morning person, but you're going to get used to it and it's going to be your favorite time. It's going to become the time where you're like, don't nobody wake up at 4 or 5 in the morning, because that is when I'm waking up. I promise you, I literally cannot sleep. If I know that somebody's going to be up in the morning early, I automatically, without an alarm, because I don't use alarms, without anything, I wake up just so that I can get some time by myself so that I can read my Bible in peace with no noise. Because once the day starts, I'm thinking about work. I got things that I have to do. It's just a lot, right? And so my morning time is my precious time, and I will automatically, it's like my brain knows, I will wake up. You may need an alarm. Try it. It's going to be one of your favorite things, I promise you. Number five is to read your Bible in the morning. I feel so at peace when I wake up, I grab my coffee, and I read my Bible. When I don't do it like this, and I break the order, and I do, like, say I have some work that I need to do first thing in the morning, I might do it, and I just don't like it. I don't. If I grab my phone and I go on social media, I don't like it. It just makes me feel off. It just throws my whole day off. And so I try to make it a point to wake up, grab my coffee, and just read my Bible. And the last one I'll give you is, don't listen to anything when you're out for a walk. Just be in nature, because that's another thing that we are so good at doing, right? We go out, we put our headphones on. If you're a runner, you're running, listening to music, listening to a podcast. If you're going out for a walk, you're doing the same thing. Take it all off, leave it at home. If you can leave your phone at home, leave it at home, unless you need it for safety purposes. You never know what's going to happen or what your neighborhood is like, but just leave it in your pocket. Don't listen to anything. Don't look at the screen. Don't be walking around, scrolling social media while you're walking. Just be in the moment, feel the air, listen to the birds, listen to nature. There's already going to be a lot of noise out when you're out and about, unless you're like hiking in the forest somewhere. But if you're walking in your neighborhood, there's already probably some noise from cars and airplanes and things like that. So try to reduce the amount of noise and enjoy that walk. Enjoy that moment, because it's going to bring you so much peace. It's going to relax you and you're going to feel so great. All right, friend, that is what I have for you today. Those are the benefits of silence and some tips on how you can add more moments of silence in your life. They're really important. There's going to be so many beneficial things that come from it. It's going to equip you to do so much more things that you want to do. Your focus is going to be better and you're just going to feel great, which is what we all need right now, right? I'm really big on giving you guys tips that's going to make you feel great. So try some of this stuff. I would love to hear how it goes. So reach out to me on Instagram, just Jeanette Sachs. That's my Instagram handle. Go ahead and reach out to me. Let me know how it's going, what benefits you're noticing, because you're going to notice some of this stuff right away. I'd love to know. All right, take care, and I will talk to you soon. Hey girl, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, I would really appreciate it if you took a minute to head over to Fearless and Unleashed on iTunes and leave a review and subscribe to the show so you're notified when the episodes drop. Also, I'd love to connect over on social media, so head over to Instagram and say hi. You can find me at Jeanette Sachs or find the link below in the show notes. Okay, friend, go out and be fearlessly you. I'll see you soon.